Today is the feast of a great king, St. Louis, King of France. He's one of the few kings who stood up for his faith until the end, and the only king of France who was canonized a saint. His father died when he was 12, thus leaving his mother to take care of training him to be the king. And she did this almost by one simple sentence. She told him when he was young, "I would rather see you dead at my feet than see you commit a mortal sin." These words had a profound impression on him and made him use his power as king to try to save his own soul, but also to instill a desire for heaven and a fear of hell in his subjects. He was especially hard on blasphemers, which were common at that time. They are common now too, but that is to be expected because we do not live in a Catholic society. But at the time of St. Louis, everyone, or almost everyone of his subjects was a Catholic, so hearing a blasphemy and the like from them didn't fly. He was a king who led by example more than anything else. He heard two masses every day, and though he wasn't bound to, he recited the whole divine office. God must have been pleased with the devotion St. Louis gave him, because he somehow, besides his masses and divine office, he was able to run a country and take care of his 9 children. St. Louis got involved in the 7th and 8th Crusade, and during the 7th he was captured by the Egyptians and had to be bailed out for a considerable sum of money. He was offered his liberty on terms which he could actually accept, but part of it was he was required to take an oath which implied a blasphemy. And we know how seriously he viewed those, so he refused and waited until the money could be raised for his ransom. Nevertheless, he still offered his efforts in the next crusade. This time, though, he wasn't captured, but came down with a disease that was going around through his army, and he died of this disease not long after. St. Louis shows us that it is possible to become a saint in every state of life. He was a married man, he had children, he was rich, and he had all the obligations of a king to answer for, but he still managed to save his soul. Becoming a saint is meant for everyone, not just for those monks and nuns who live in poverty and practice severe mortifications. God gives everyone enough suffering in this life so that we can go straight to heaven. That is why he permits bad things to happen to us. Using these sufferings well, seeing them as gifts from God, can sometimes be difficult, but that is how we become a saint. It is a life's work, a life of falling and getting back up. Not all of the saints were saints from the beginning. Some of them had to work pretty hard, but by prayer and perseverance, they obtained the crown. And may God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.